The U.S. Supreme Court today hears arguments in a years-old case over how Ohio updates its voter rolls. The state says it is fulfilling its legal obligation to update voter rolls, while the American Civil Liberties Union calls it an overly aggressive purge of eligible voters. In 2016, a federal court agreed with the ACLU. One of the parties appealing that ruling to the Supreme Court is Ohio Secretary of State John Husted, who joins us now. Thanks for your time, sir.
Great to be with you this morning.
Critics of this practice have said it violates the National Voter Registration Act, also known as the Motor Voter Law, which bans states from removing people from voting rolls because they did not vote in an election or return a piece of mail. Respond to that. Why is this process legal?
Well, first of all, it's a process that we've been using for more than 20 years in Ohio under Democratic and Republican administrations. And it's legal because we follow both the state and federal law. What you also have to understand is that we have the responsibility under state and federal law to maintain accurate voter rolls. And in some counties in Ohio, even after all of these efforts to reach voters, we still have some counties that have had more voters on the voter rolls than they've had people living in the counties. So it's clear that we need to take proactive efforts to make sure that the voter rolls are up to date. And we do that in Ohio all the time. And frankly, it's never been easier to register to vote in Ohio. In the time it's taking us to do this interview, you literally could go online and register to vote.
Just to keep listeners on the same page, when someone does not vote, it triggers a process of things, including forms mailed to the person's house. In its 2016 ruling, a federal appeals court wrote, quote, "The secretary's newly issued form does nothing to correct the fact that Ohio has for years been removing voters from the rolls because they failed to respond to forms that are blatantly non-compliant." So I don't think the issue is that the state is updating its voter rolls. It's how the state does. Does it?
Yes, but we also have the responsibility under the same section of the law to maintain our voter rolls.
Is there a less problematic way the state could do it, perhaps?
And what the question is are we doing it the right way? As I've maintained, this is the way Ohio's done it for more than 20 years. We've done it using technology. We have made it even easier for people to register to vote in Ohio. But understand the process. If you don't vote, we send you a card asking you if you would like to still be registered, if you're still living at that address and you want to be on the voter roll.
Why did the federal court call that?
We give you up to 6 years. We give you up to 6 years and at least 12 elections to interact with us.
What about the phrase the federal court used, quote, blatantly non-compliant?
Well, a lower court ruled in our favor by a 2-to-1 margin. An appeals court ruled against us. We'll find out what the Supreme Court has to say about it.
Yesterday, our listeners heard from U.S. Army Sergeant Joseph Helley, who was involved in this case after being removed from voting rolls while deployed overseas. Is there anything he could have done or should have done differently to prevent that?
He could have voted. We have been awarded by the U.S. Army, one of six states, to receive all-star status with the way we treat military voters. Frankly, before anyone is deployed overseas, they receive a form from us that allows them to both register to vote and request an absentee ballot, which we will email them anywhere in the world.
While I have you on the phone, sir, Josh Mandel has just left the race for one of Ohio's U.S. Senate seats. You're currently running to be Mike DeWine's lieutenant governor in the 2018 election. Any thoughts of throwing your hat into the Senate race now that Josh Mandel is out?
No, I look forward to working with Mike DeWine to run a great campaign and to lead Ohio to a more prosperous future, which has always been my goal. I enjoy state government. I believe that you can do a lot more at the state level to improve people's lives than you can at the federal level, and I'm perfectly comfortable doing exactly what I've planned.
The U.S. Supreme Court today considers a challenge to a federal court ruling saying Ohio's method of updating voter rolls violates federal law. One of the parties in that case is Ohio Secretary of State John Husted. Thanks again for your time, sir.
You're welcome.